From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, is promising to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation by speeding up the expropriation of land without compensation.
It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa told party officials in Johannesburg Thursday that graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said he expects efforts at expropriation to fail.
And that is because the Constitution, of which Ramaphosa was one of the architects, guarantees the right of private property. So that wholesale expropriation is not possible.
Despite suffering electoral losses in local elections last year, the ANC has been in power nationally since 1994. Ramaphosa is widely seen as being in line for South African president following 2019 elections. In Australia, a car deliberately plowed into pedestrians Thursday at a crowded intersection in the city of Melbourne, injuring at least 14 people. Police have arrested the driver and one other suspect. The motive for the ramming incident remains uncertain. The European Union is threatening member of Poland with sanctions over judicial reforms it says threatens its democracy. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump hailed what he called a historic victory Wednesday as the Republican-led Congress passed a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul, Mr. Trump's first major legislative victory in his 11-month-old administration.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country. And that means jobs. And it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies. So that's going to be very, very important.
The vote was almost entirely along partisan lines. Nancy Pelosi is minority leader in the House of Representatives.
They cheered a bill that will raise taxes on 86 million middle-class families and hand a staggering 83% of its tax cuts to the wealthiest 1%.
The measure slashes corporate taxes from 35 to 21% and the highest individual income tax rate to 37 from 39.6. It is also expected to balloon the national debt by at least $1 trillion over 10 years. Mr. Trump Wednesday threatened to cut financial aid to countries that vote in favor of a draft UN resolution that calls on the U.S. to reverse its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
This isn't like it used to be where they could vote against you and then you pay them hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody knows what they're doing. People are tired of the United States. The people that live here are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer.
The vote brought by Arab and Muslim countries is scheduled Thursday in the General Assembly after the U.S. cast veto to quash a similar measure in the Security Council. Ugandan lawmakers voted overwhelmingly late Wednesday to amend the country's constitution to allow 73-year-old President Yoweri Museveni to extend his rule. Some opposition lawmakers who opposed the measure were dragged away and detained when they tried to enter parliament. The final vote was 315 to 62 in favor. The 73-year-old Museveni, who would have to step down in 2021, is now guaranteed a lifetime presidency. The UN Independent Investigator for Human Rights in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been barred from entering the country for the remainder of her tenure. Yang He Lee, who was scheduled to visit the country in January, said something there is happening that's awful. She has called for stronger international pressure on military commanders in the wake of a months-long crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Six aid workers of the French organization Solidarity International, kidnapped by rebels in South Sudan earlier this week, have been released. They were abducted Sunday while traveling near the city of Raja. It's unclear why they were taken. U.S. citizens, the U.S. Wednesday imposed new sanctions on five Russians and Chechens, including Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov, for alleged rights abuses. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.